Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the UFlex Limited Q1 FY19 earnings conference call hosted by Edelweiss Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Shraddha Sheth from Edelweiss Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Bikram. On behalf of Edelweiss, let me welcome you all to the Q1 FY19 earnings call of UFlex. From the management today, we have Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, the Group CFO, and Mr. Rajesh Agrawal, VP Investor Relations. So without any further ado, I'll hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Agrawal. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Agrawal.
Thank you, Shraddha. I would like to welcome all of you to QY FY19 earnings call of UFlex Limited. We have with us on the call today Group CFO Mr. Rajesh Bhatia along with other members of the senior management team. Unfortunately, due to some exigency, Vice Chairman Mr. Anand Chaturvedi could not make it for the call. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some statements made in today's discussion may include predictions, estimates or other information that might be considered forward-looking. And a statement of this effect has been included in the conference call invite, which was emailed to everybody earlier and is also available on our website. I would also like to emphasize that while this call is open to all invitees, it may not be broadcasted or reproduced in any form or manner. We'd like to start this call with opening remarks from the management, followed by an interactive Q&A session, wherein you can discuss your viewpoints on the key issues. I would now like to invite Mr. Bhatia to discuss the company's operations and result for the quarter under review. Over to you, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Rajesh, and welcome all the participants. This is our second call. We took an initiative, Q4 and FY18 call we did last time. And I think I'm happy to inform all of you that, you know, this quarter was the highest ever top line, both on a consolidated as well as on a standalone basis. This is the quarter where we touched a six-digit tons in both in volumes, production volumes as well as the sales volume. The highest ever quarterly operating revenue, the highest ever standalone as well as on a consolidated basis, some of the businesses like packaging films in India, they did their highest ever production volumes and sales volume. The Poland did their highest ever volume, production volume in a quarter, and Mexico also did its highest ever production as well as the sales volume in this quarter. So overall basis, as I said, there's been a highest ever quarterly total production and highest ever quarterly the sales volume, and some of the businesses which stand out and contributed immensely to that are Packaging Films India, Poland, as well as Mexico. The production volume overall for the year grew up by 11.6% on a year-on-year basis and 3% on quarter-to-quarter basis. The packaging films volumes are up 11.6% year-on-year and 3.9% on a quarter-to-quarter basis. The packaging volumes are up by 11.6% on a year-to-year basis and constant on a Q&Q basis. So that's on the production volumes. The sales volume for the quarter are up 14.9% year-on-year and 2.5% quarter-on-quarter. The revenue is up 17.5% year-on-year and 5.2% on a quarter-to-quarter basis, Q&Q basis. EBITDA for the quarter is up 7.9% year-on-year and 11.3% on Q&Q basis. And PAT is up 1.1% year on year and 32.3% on a quarter to quarter basis. Over in this quarter, last quarter I had mentioned that, you know, the packaging films is definitely showing a better margin expansion, and I'm happy to report that, you know, in India we have the packaging film business is doing better. And last quarter, FY17, we had the gap between the selling and the raw material cost was about 32 rupees, while in Q1 now it is up about 50 rupees. In BOPET, Q1 last year, the gap between the selling price and the raw material cost was about 47.5 rupees, but this quarter it is down to 36 rupees. But I think that, you know, the BOPP, the margin adjustment is more or less taken care of, and we should see, we are already seeing a better value added margins in the month of July. I think I will not hazard a guess as to how this will behave, you know, in the next quarter or so, given that, you know, some of the production capacities which got recently commissioned are yet to show their impact on these numbers. But yes, as we've been saying, that the BOPP margins are, you know, sort of impacted a bit, and you know, there is a room for you know, improvement over there. Though we are not a very large, you know, the BOPP player, but you know, nevertheless, I thought for the consumption of all of you, let me you know, sort of make those numbers to you. So overall basis, a very satisfying quarter. You know, on the liquid packaging side, yes, we had a higher production and higher revenue this quarter, but and we now currently serving about 20 customers as compared to 12 customers which were serving in the last quarter. But the big ones are still eluding us, and but, you know, we are much closer to closing those than what we were, you know, in the last quarter. So that business should, you know, sort of, we expecting that business to contribute significantly as we add on more customers, and particularly the large ones. So I think that in nutshell is what the performance for this quarter is, you know, all about. A few product updates. You know, we've got the recognition from ISRO for some of the specialized films that they require for their various programs and all that. And earlier they were importing these films, and, you know, we have now been, you know, selected. Our films have finally been approved by them for supply to them, and that will throw up not a very big, you know, sort of a volume for us. But yes, it's a recognition that, you know, even a very sensitive applications like ISRO requirements and all that, we have the capability to produce as per their quality requirements and as per their standards. We have also been, as a certified security printer by IBA, and you know, and that's part of our holography division business, and we are looking to expand that. You know, and these are some of few things which, you know, may not ultimately be a huge bring huge business volume, but they really showcase your capabilities in terms of meeting some of the stringent control and quality requirements, and that's what we are known for, and that is what we keep on giving the value add to the customers. I can't name, but I can tell you that there have been some customer commitments that we've received during this quarter, which are going to give us substantial business in the rest of the year, in the Q3 and Q4, as well as in the years to come by, and we expect a substantial export revenue, from some of the customers that we have added during this quarter. While the work has been going on for many years, I would say, but this has finally culminating into a relationship where we will start supplying to them on a commercial basis globally, and thereafter we'll look to expand this relationship, because some of these contracts are some of the world's largest consumer of the flexible packaging, and that augurs very well for UFlex as we go forward. So there have been some other product updates also. We have a specialized formulation barrier packaging for edible oil reprocessable. We have new solventless white adhesives, which is a huge cheer to the converters, because that brings down their costs substantially. And our USA, the packaging films business in USA, they launched web metallized surface inspection system, which places it under state of art optical surface inspection technology and defect classification system that reveals and quantifies the defects. And the system checks the entire web and allows for rapid and accurate detection of defects in a film, which will ultimately help us to have a more stringent quality control, and this particular thing is located in a strategic part of the slitting process just near to the winding roll. So the line scan cameras that can analyze 100% of the web for the defects in real time. So obviously this will address hugely any defect relating to metal deposition, and help us improve our production efficiency and the product quality, and will in turn help the customers also with a lesser wastage as well as the downtime. We have also added a new Optica transparent flexi tubes, which is for the global cosmetic brands, and we expecting increased business volumes from our tubes division. We had to do some small capex to increase our capacity of the tube division, given that it got filled fully in the last quarter, and we're looking for more volumes coming from the Lamitube division, where the value add will be in terms of the holographic and the the counterfeiting solutions business. We have also in our chemicals division also we have received ISO 21000, and I think we are today one of the top manufacturers of the the chemicals in the country. And that business is also doing well, and we are apart from meeting its internal captive requirements, that business is also now serving in a much better way the third party customers also. In fact, all our intermediate business, be it the inks and adhesives or our the cylinders or our engineering business, I think we are surely making more strides there to ensure that we not only we cater to the in-house customers, but we are creating servicing the third party customers, and each quarter and each year we are the ratio of the third party to the internal is on an increasing trend only. I think that in nutshell is what I have to tell you about the business performance during this quarter. Glad that we have a double digit volume growth in the production and almost a 16% volume growth in the sales side. And as we are seeing that a lot of FMCG companies this quarter, they have shown tremendous improvement in their volumes as well as in the profits driven by some GST cuts and all that, and we will be the direct beneficiary of that, and we're looking substantial business volumes in Q2 and Q3, where when the festive season really comes on board. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Satish Ramanathan from Tattva Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Just wanted to understand a couple of things, whether this volume growth that we have seen in the first quarter is because of demonetization last year, and whether this volume growth momentum will continue into the second quarter and third quarter. The second question please go ahead.
Yeah, please complete your question, then we'll answer.
Yeah. The second question is this decline in gross margins, whether is it because of our liquid packaging coming on, which is impacting margins? So is there a lot of wastage or something of that sort which is impacting margins, or is it just raw material cost push? And do we expect the gross margins to improve back to about 60%? Raw mat to sales was 60%, where it has dropped to around 55-60% again. So will we see improvement in margins, or what is the driver?
Okay. So coming back to your first question, yes, last year would have bit of a very small impact of the GST, but I won't really give a lot of credence to that. I think I'll give a lot of credence to that the way our films business, and particularly the packaging films business, has been able to drive up their volumes. Polyester is the BOPET films is clearly there's a demand supply equilibrium happening on the side of demand, and that's why I find that the healthy order book. So and with that thing, we've been able to do much better production numbers at all our films divisions, and that is where the volume have been growing. So in generally in India, if we are doing about 6.5 to 7% kind of a GDP thing, I think we will look at double digit volume growth, irrespective of any disruptions like GST or demonetization and all. And we would, we believe that, a double-digit margin, growth is the way to, go. On your second question about, the reduction in the margins, if I see the EBITDA margin this quarter versus FY18, I think we are at the same number. But yes, it has an impact of the aseptic packaging because, that business, unless, the growth or the volumes grow substantially, is not adding to the profitability. Rather, it is adding to some of the costs which are not being recovered. Clearly, today we are not recovering the interest and depreciation cost of that business unless we ramp it up substantially. And at an operating level also, while it adds to the turnover, if it is not, providing any value-added margins, so it's on an overall basis, it causes a bit of a drag. The third thing which is important is that, the last quarter we've seen that the crude price is going up by about 17% Q4 versus Q1. And, in the packaging, while in the films business, it's passed on the day one. In the packaging, depending on your contract, it's passed on normally between 1 to 3 months with a 1 to 3 month lag. And if the prices are stable going forward, I think that lag effect we'll capture in the current quarter. But, as if the prices keep on going, that lag effect will continue to affect us till the time, the prices do really stabilize.
So have you been able to get price increases given that, we've actually 3 months have passed since the oil prices moved up.
So that is automatic. So the contract will normally provide for that, in current quarter, your last 3 months on a rolling basis, average pricing will apply for the crude. So if the prices have been rising, so in that quarter you don't get that benefit, but in the subsequent quarter you get that benefit.
Okay. And how much do you reckon the aseptic packaging has actually impacted our EBITDA margins? In the sense that if we did not have aseptic packaging, what would be the kind of margins for the rest of the company?
I think we'll be aseptic packaging. I can tell you that on an operating level, we are now more or less close to a break-even situation, maybe a marginal small under recovery and all that, given that some of the costs are fixed. But largely we are able to take care of our costs even at a small. But yes, that is not giving me the margin. So when I see that in reference to the overall sales, so that brings the the margin down a bit. But I would assume that that will be not more than half a percent, 0.3 to 0.5%. That's the kind of a range I believe. On an overall basis, it will impact my margins.
So what would be the capacity utilization of the aseptic plant? And
we are at about 20-25% currently.
And the reason for the interest expense going up, what is the total debt? Has debt increased YOY, and whether this is going to start coming down once the cash flows improve?
So on a year-on-year basis, the impact in the higher interest cost as well as the depreciation is only because last quarter, Q1 of FY18, you didn't have the impact of the interest and depreciation coming from the the capitalization of the aseptic packaging unit. This quarter, you have that. So that's the only impact.
So that is fully done, or would there be any further impact?
No. That is fully done now. So the debt hasn't increased. you know, on a year-to-year or a quarter-to-quarter basis, it remains, you know, at the same level. So the increase is not on account of the debt increase. Increase is only on account of that this cost was being earlier capitalized and now it is reflecting in the profit and loss.
Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Parthiv Jhonsa from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. So my first question is pertaining to the production and the sales. Can I just have an idea on what was the exact production and the sales volume for the quarter?
So I can give you the overall.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't need the bifurcation. Overall, just to understand the industry. That's it.
So overall, we've done a production of about 101,000 tons.
Okay.
And sales of 102,000.
Okay. And figure of
102,000.
Yeah, that's fine, that's fine. And so the second question is to do more towards the industry front and not to the company. So we had to packaging and all. So how do you perceive it going forward now?
So I think, you know, the industry has a great future. And as, you know, a couple of factors in our country that, you know, one is, you know, we very low penetration currently in the food business, in the ready foods where the packaging is used the most. But, you know, as, you know, there is a shift in urbanization, as the, you know, the food habits of people are changing and, you know, they want to pick up any packed food and ready-to-eat snack food and all that. So I think we are in for good times. Also, there is a lot of diversion happening from rigid plastic packaging or rigid packaging to the flexible packaging, given that it is cost effective, it is easy to transport, easy to handle, and you know, the weight to the product, the weight to the packaging ratio is much less. So if you see some of the things which were earlier being packed in the rigid plastic containers, now you find them, you know, your shower gels, your shampoos and lot of stuff, you know, coming in the flexible packaging. So I think flexible is the way to go, because you know, generally speaking, if you know, on a global basis, if you see something which is packed in a flexible packaging, can be transported in one truck, vis-a-vis if you put that in a rigid container packaging and all that, you will need the 20 trucks for the transportation of the same material. So
okay.
Clearly, you know, the business case is for the flexible packaging, and you know, even if you find that all this noise about the plastic should be banned and all that, so what has been only affected is you know, some of the things for which there is a clear replacement market exists, like, you know, your carry bags or your spoons or your plastic plates and all that. But if you see on the packaging side, you know, the government has the Maharashtra government has put in 25 paisa per pack as a levy, which the brand owners like Nestle, P&G and all that have to pay for and, you know, use that money ultimately for collection and, you know, disposal of and process recycling of that waste. So overall, the emphasis is, you know, there is no substitute for the flexible packaging. So you have to find ways, as we have all done in the past, for paper, for steel scrap or for glass scrap bottles and all that, you know, there is a value that you can get for that scrap. So the idea is that, you know, here also you create that value for the scrap, so that people have you know, the tendency to monetize that scrap, and then when it comes to me, you know, UFlex is probably the only company in the flexible packaging space which already has the proven setup at all the plants for reprocessing and recycling all the waste, whether it is a single polymer or whether it is a multiple polymer or printed or laminated, you know, in whatever form it is. And all the large brand owners are currently in touch with us as to, you know, how do we, you know, get over this problem, because it's not only about paying 25 paisa per unit per for the waste management. It's also ultimately ensuring that, you know, all the waste collected is either, you know, used as a fuel somewhere, or it is recycled and all that. And we strongly believe that given that we have an edge over the entire competition in this space, this will itself culminate into a very large business opportunity for us.
Yeah, because my next question was supposed to be on the ban only, but you have already clarified that, sir. And thank you so much for that. The next, I've got a small question. How has the pricing, you know, the end product pricing moved over last couple of years, and how do you expect it to move going forward? So basically, if I see a film, right, so how the price of the film or a flexi packaging has moved in last 2, 3, 4 years, and how do you perceive in for next 12, 24 months?
So I think if you take the packaging films, the polyester films, I gave you a flavor that, you know, so, you know, a price is also a function of as to what is the raw material cost. So that is why I gave you the differential between the price and the cost of the raw material, which was 32 rupees in Q1. Hmm. But in Q1 this year, it is 50 rupees. So obviously, you know, there has been a margin expansion.
So this is the difference between the raw material and the end product pricing?
And the product pricing.
Okay.
So the product pricing in isolation actually doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
And in the BOPP films, the difference was 47 rupees in the Q1 last year, and it is 36 rupees in this quarter.
So there it has reduced, basically.
There it has reduced.
However, in the regular films, it has increased of the flexi packing.
Yeah, the polyester films, it has increased. And given our capacity overall worldwide, we are the third largest manufacturer of the polyester films. You know, that gives us definitely an advantage. And while BOPP, we are a marginal player.
Okay, so that basically doesn't affect much to the bottom line of the company.
It does, but, you know...
Not to a great extent.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. If any doubt, I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Participants, kindly restrict your questions to 2 per participant. We have next question from the line of Jiten Parmar from Aurum Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Congratulations on a good set of results. My questions are, I have a few questions. Basically, first one is pertaining to Asepto. Now, from my channel checks and what I'm getting is, the issue is coming is basically related to machinery. Basically, is there a constraint on UFlex for the machinery they can produce for packaging of this liquid packet packs?
So there are both kind of customers. So there are customers who already have owned their already the filling lines, and where there are no issues. But then there are customers who have the lines provided by the competition, and they pay per use, you know, the per pack manufactured on filled on that line. So those lines, clearly, you know, we will not be able to put through, because, you know, the competition will not allow us to do that. We have capability at our engineering division to do this, to make the machines. We've already made 3 machines and supplied 3 machines, but, you know, we can probably do about 6 machines in a year. And we are in the process of tying up with some third-party vendors who would, you know, sort of make these machines and provide service for these machines.
So that would be from some place like China or something, right?
It could be China, Japan, Korea. So they all have capability. So I think, you know, the challenge is there on the machining side, because that's where you have to take care of. You know, there are customers who want that, you know, we want per pack filled model, whereby, you know, like the competition does, you bring your machine you install your machine at their premises, and they don't pay the price of the machine, but they are ready to pay per pack filled on that machine on that basis. So, you know, all the models in the with the different customers will work. There'll be customers who will buy out the machines. There'll be customers who will. But I see a lot of trend now going forward, because earlier the competition, there was monopoly. So there could be a situation where, you know, the customers were asked to, you know, sort of take the machines on a per fill basis, which really binds the customer to the lamination provider. But now that the customer has a choice, so I feel going forward, this market will be more oriented towards where the customer will have a machine. And depending on the quality, depending on the pricing of the product, it will decide that whether, you know, which brand it wants to operate on its own machine.
So our packs, let's say the customer has a machine and maybe his contract period is over. Our packs, would they run on the competitor's machine?
Exactly. No issues on that.
Okay, no issues. Okay. Another thing is the guidance for Acepto was 350 crores. Do you think we can achieve that, or we will fall short of that?
I think we'll fall short of this in this year, but I think in another quarter or so, let me give you more precise guidance on that. Because, you know, if one or two large accounts happen in this quarter and all that, then, you know, maybe we'll be able to give you more firmer guidance and all that. But, you know, I can only tell you one thing that, you know, if there's a delay, it's a delay of a few months or few quarters, nothing more than that, because the product is very well received by the market. There are more aspirants who want to take this product, and they clearly appreciate that, you know, we have now the option to dictate terms, you know, in this market, which they didn't have that possibility earlier on. So I think overall basis, we don't have a doubt. And some of you, you know, if you are based at Mumbai, you can go to our office and see some of the product offerings, which are absolutely different from what you see today in the market.
Absolutely. I mean, I must congratulate the company for doing something like this. I mean, that is also definitely there.
We are also participating in a very large way in the some of the international exhibitions, because, you know, again, some of the products which we are able to make, you know, with the holography and with the added features in terms of their look and feel and all that, the holographic, the foil stamping, all that, you know, even in a country like China, you don't see those packs very often. So we participated in the Shanghai, exhibition, and we've got some inquiries from there. So I think a lot of value add, if we get business, then, you'll make, your margins will be much better as compared to, you know, the conventional packs margin. And, you know, India or China, given that, you know, the way they are, the consumer business is increasing, particularly for the companies who are new into this and they want their packs to look different on the shelves, I think there the buy-in is 100% almost.
Okay.
So they do appreciate that, you know, they need to look differently on the shelf life, and, you know, that's what. And, you know, one typical example of, you know, how a differentiated packaging can actually, you know, make a success to the product is, you know, what we see that, Rakesh, Kansa brand, paper boat. You know, they differentiated only on their packaging, and obviously, ultimately, the inside contents also have to be good and all that. But, you know, the first you look at the packaging and you say, okay, let me taste this, and that creates a differentiation. And that's the same differentiation we are offering in this product category too.
Great. And my final question is, basically, again, coming to the uncertainty with regarding the ban and all that. Now, see, BOPET being non-recyclable, do you see, you know, it coming under a ban? I mean, a lot of countries it is banned already. Do you see a challenge for BOPET over a period, and what are the company's plans to mitigate over there?
So, as I said, that if we look at the trends now, there is no ban because there is no substitute for this.
Right.
So, you know, the whole endeavor has been to put up a waste management program whereby the users will be incentivized to return to preserve those packs and give those packs back to the rag pickers, and they get some money. So when the entire ecosystem will work on that, like we sell our old newspaper or our old steel scrap or our old glass bottle scrap, and we get value for that. If tomorrow we all start get to value for a biscuit wrapper or our Lay's wrapper and all that. So, and somebody comes to our home to pick them up, or, you know, we return it to the vendor and get some money back. I think that ecosystem, when it gets generated, you will have all of that collected, and then you can recycle, because recycling is not an issue. Just one second. Hello. Sir, my conference call is for investors. Call, you know. So the problem is not that they can't be recycled or they can't be reprocessed. The problem is only today the collection, and that is what the government is doing. If you see Maharashtra order, what have they said? They've said that the brand owners will pay 25 paisa per pack. So whatever number of packs they produce, so they'll have to pay that, and ultimately who pays? The customer will pay for that. And once that is collected and comes to my premises, so today, you know, in my premises, we generate a lot of reject also. You know, something which is bad in quality, something which is printed badly, something which is not, the adhesive issue, it's not joining properly. So whatever is the waste generated at our plants, we recycle all of them and convert that into chips. So once I get those material in my plant, I'll be able to, or we can set up specific plants for our clients' requirements wherever they want, because, you know, the technology we have. In fact, way back in 95 at Geneva, we'd been given the best paper award for presenting a solution on as to how do we recycle the multi-layer packaging waste. So that solution exists today. The collection mechanism needs to be in place, and then you see a new line of business emerging within the flexible packaging, UFlex is being a market leader, you will not find it lacking in any respects to grab onto that opportunity.
Thank you very much, sir. We have a next question from the line of Mohit Agarwal from India Capital. Please go ahead. Sir, please go ahead. I'm sorry, sir, we can't hear you. Please come close to the mic.
Mohit, your voice is not
loud. Is it okay now?
Yeah, much better.
Sorry, sir, we can't hear you.
There is a problem in the line you're cracking up. Hello.
Thank you. We have a next question from the line of Sagar Shah from KSA Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Hello.
Good evening.
Sir, good evening.
Yeah, my first question is regarding to the Sanand plant, sir, actually. If I'm not wrong, your plant was almost commissioned last year only, actually. And it's almost a year, actually, you've been trying to something like do tie-ups with the FMCG giants, as stated in your press releases, actually. So it's something like what I want to know that, as you had said, almost 20-25% capacity utilization is there in Sanand, actually. So in spite of something like you have such a good tie-up, actually, with the FMCG distributors, something like I wanted to know the reason why are we facing a shortfall in the capacity utilization in this plant?
So I think the only reason is because some of the large customers are taking more time in doing their trials, repeated trials. So, you know, the very fact that they are engaged with us, they are taking our products on trial, multiple trials, twice, thrice, and all. So that itself augurs that, you know, they are keen to do it, but they want to be doubly sure that, you know, they should not be going wrong, because ultimately, if you pack a product and then that does not meet the product life cycle criteria, they may have, the huge issues at their level. And obviously, you know, when a situation like this emerges, you know, the competition also plays its part and, you know, tries to project their product better than, you know. So I think it's just a matter of time that we'll get through. You may be right that, you know, we may have missed a few targets even internally and all that. But
exactly.
If you say that, you know, if we are any overly concerned about that, the answer is no.
You're not concerned about the demand, basically. You're quite confident, you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said earlier, it's a question of being delayed by a couple of quarters. And we'll surely be there on this.
Okay, so the concept of behind this this aseptic packaging is that you explained before like that. It's something like you're producing the machines that you'll be manufacturing the products, the end products of the client by using that machine in the client's premises, basically.
No, so we don't. So these are only the filling lines. So
okay.
What we provide to the client is the machines to fill the contents in the packs which we supply them separately. The product
okay.
is made by them. We don't make the product.
Okay. So it's just the packaging difference, basically.
Please come back in the queue.
Hello. It's my last question, actually, if you permit me to, actually. Hello?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. My last question is regarding to just, it's about the debt as well as the tubes contribution. As you had said, actually, that the contribution from the tubes business will increase in the quarters going ahead. So I just want to know how much can we garner more from that business. And secondly, is the debt guidance actually, are we something like planning to reduce the debt in this following financial year, or we won't be able to? That's
it. I think the tube business is still very, very initial stage with us. I don't have the, you know, so sort of the ready-made numbers to give you immediately. I only know with my interaction with the CEO of that business is that they were running short on the capacity because, you know, they were trying to pitch for many orders and all of a sudden, you know, their trial runs with a lot of manufacturers got through. And, you know, they had more orders than they could fill. And that's where we had to order a few, you know, new machines and all that. So, you know, we were not there in that business till about a year and a half ago. And, you know, it's a very small business as of now to begin with to be really contributing any significant top line. At the current moment.
Okay, and about the debt?
On the debt part, I think we will see by the end of the year overall net debt reduction of about 150 to 200 crores.
The net debt reduction. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have a next question from the line of D. Vedya from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Ma'am, please go
yes.
ahead.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, please go ahead, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I have a few questions. So actually, in the last con call, you had given a guidance of overall volumes of about 10%+ in the packaging, including the aseptic, and 6-7% in the film business. So does this guidance remain intact, or is there any revision?
So, in fact, in the current quarter, as I said, that, you know, on the volume sales guidance, this quarter we've achieved 14.9%.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we've been able to do better than the guidance
okay.
on an overall number.
Okay. So the next question was on the other expenses side. So if we see the console and standalone separately, so the other expenses for the subsidiary have generally been in the range of 110 to 120 crores, if I see in the last four or five previous quarters. So except for Q3 FY18, where there was a one-off expense, which was a product-related expense of about 20 crores. So if I see in this quarter, it's about 140-150 crores. So is there any one-off that is there in these other expenses?
Average rate increase. wouldn't it change your
So I think
conversion factor, no? Average rate to the top.
Okay.
That's the main reason.
So I have Mr. Rakesh with me. So I'll give it to him to answer this question.
Mainly on account of the conversion of the foreign operations, because it's in a dollar versus rupees. That is the main reason. There's a increase in the rate, average rate, because of this the amount is shown on a higher side.
Another basically a forex transaction.
Forex, and then there's a certain amount of normal increases, which is due to the increase in the volumes. That's operational cost, like freight and other costs will increase.
Okay. Thank you. The next question is on the aseptic plant. So you had guided for about 60% capacity utilization by end of FY19. So that is about 2 billion packs by end of 19. So and you just mentioned that about 350 crores won't be possible of sales. So is there any change in the pricing that you're seeing? Or,
No. So pricing, we are not changing the pricing for that. If we are a bit sluggish in terms of pushing the volumes, we are not trying to, push a price game. So the volumes will come. As I said that, you know, we may be two quarters off our target, but, that's not sounding any alarm bells and all that, because I think the kind of traction we are having, we are absolutely sure of doing that. Yes, there'll be some lag.
Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Siddharth Mota from Principal India. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, in case of packaging segment, can you help us with the capacity utilization? And within this segment, sir, we were trying to sell more of the value addition, that is pouch and all, versus the soft roll film. So what is the current percentage as far as value addition is concerned, and whether this percentage can increase substantially by FY19 and or FY20? That is number one. Sir, and on the film side, as I could gathered, that we are running at more or less the full capacity utilization. So any plan for the further capex? If I remember, you were planning to do something in Poland. These are my two initial questions.
So the first question, the packaging business, I think we should be at about 72%.
About
70% capacity utilization. Yes, from our side, we are wanting the retorts and the pouches to, you know, increase in throughput for that. And Tilda was one account which we started, in the last quarter. So that will grow in volumes, and those are all, you know, the big pouches, we're looking at largely export markets for the pouches, because, the price differential we are able to offer to them in those markets is quite substantial, and that is where, we are. And, I just said another account that we have, we backed this year, so I won't name it. But, there also we are exporting, the packaging in a reasonable way to start with this year. So, given that situation, we have still about, 20-25% the capacity which we need to fill up at our packaging business. I think next 2 to 3 years, looking at say 10% volume growth, we should be able to do that in about 2 years' time when we think of any further capacity expansion and all that. In the films business, yes, we are doing 100% at Poland, we are doing 100% in America, we are doing 100% in India, we are doing 100% polyester in Egypt. But you know, there are some capacities which are available in Mexico. There are some capacities which are available in Dubai. So as a combined from an existing capacity, we can still do about 1,000 tons more as per month. So that's about 12,000 tons a year from the existing capacity. So ek, just one second. Khan, call pe hoon. So yes, at Poland we had said that, you know, we will look at the capacity expansion, but I think the endeavor currently is to increase the throughput from the Mexico and the Dubai units, and once that happens, so we can push another 1,000 tons a month from these two businesses. Let's do that, and you know, in the meanwhile, keep on working as to, you know, what expansion we need to do.
Sir, in case of packaging, sir, what would be our contribution margins that you have mentioned for the BOPET and BOPP film? That is number one. And sir, with this couple of client coming and our focus is on the value addition and and on the higher capacity utilization. So
we will see about a 15% overall margin. So today maybe about 13% or so, but we're looking to ramp up to about 15% with all the value-added products.
Correct. And so this 10% growth is not on the lower side, because the segment overall, it is growing and we have backed a couple of clients. So do you think that it has got a capacity to increase or to grow by 13 to 15% on a consistent basis?
I think let's keep the number conservative, a double digit number, and we are able to spring up surprises as we've done in this quarter. I'll be more happy to talk to you on this line.
And sir, on this holography, sir, what I could understand that we have put one plant in FY18 and another one plant is coming by quarter to FY19, and definitely it is more of a value addition thing. So what impact it can have on our revenue as well as on our margin?
So it can give us about another 200 crore top line with about 25 to 30% margin.
The new plant which is going to come in quarter to end, or which has already come last year?
No, the new plant.
Okay, which is going to come in Jammu.
Yeah, which is currently under construction in Jammu.
And sir, one more. I was just reading an article whereby you have developed some product which can enhance the shelf life of the cooked food packed inside. So how big that particular segment it can be? Because it look quite an interesting product whereby the shelf life of a food product is it is extended to 8 to 10 days type.
I won't have answer ready for you for that.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir.
We have to come back offline on this.
Correct, correct. And sir, nothing on the Poland, you said, na? As of now, we have not decided to go ahead with the CAPEX and all.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. All the
best. Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Mohit Agarwal from India Capital. Please go ahead.
So I basically answered most of the questions you have already. I wanted to understand that BOPET price in this quarter was about 135 or something. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And if I compare it to last year, the same quarter, it was about 100 rupees.
Yeah.
So intuitively, I would say that the top line of the company should go by 35%, even if I don't consider the volume increase. I mean, can you explain us how this the value, the price increase in BOPET gets reflected in the revenue?
So the price increase in BOPET, you know, you're seeing the India business. So the India business is where, you know, you consume about 40-45% of the produce in-house, and rest is what you sell to the market. So what gets reflected is only what you sell in the market, and in the overall context, you know, India may be doing a relatively, the films line must be doing a relatively smaller part of the business. So that's, you know, the thing. Now, if you are wanting me to provide you a full reconciliation, probably I won't have that.
That's fine. I mean, because intuitively it looked like that, you know, the prices move and the revenue without even volume you should move. Yeah, that's about it, because I think most of the questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have next question from the line of Aman Santhalia from AK Securities.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Ji.
Sir, my question is, what was the...
Hello.
So we lost the line. We take the next question, a follow-on question from the line of Dee Vaidya from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Ma'am, yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So if I see the standalone business margins, it has been flat on QOQ basis, but it has declined given the, even though there's an increase in the margins of BOPET. So why is that so?
So as I said, that the packaging business margins are impacted because, you know, the packaging business, the increase in the raw material prices, normally you recover that with a certain lag. So that is the reason. And this quarter, we had a 17% price increase over the last quarter. So which in the packaging business, we've not been able to recover that in the last quarter.
Okay, sir. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the last question from the line of Siddharth Mota from Principal India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, in case of packaging, sir, you have clearly mentioned that a growth of 10% volume is very much possible. Sir, in case of packaging film based upon this 100 tons per month, sir, so can I say that 10 to 12% growth for the coming 2 to 3 years is possible?
Yeah. I think we can safely assume that. Okay. 10 to 12% volume growth one can look at.
Okay, from the existing capacity. So both packaging and the film, they can give us a 10%.
So 10 packaging, the films, as I said, that the maximum that we can do currently is about 1,000 tons a month. And the best case scenario, you know, we can do about 1,300 tons a month. But I think that's like stretching too far. So I would put my number at about 1,000 tons additional per month volumes of our, the packaging film business. I think we can achieve that as early as in Q3 and Q4. So, and thereafter, once we achieve that, we've pretty much done on the packaging, on the packaging film side.
Thereafter,
we'll have to do a look at a capacity expansion to increase the volumes. Or what you'll do is you will leave some of the low margin products and make only the higher value added margin, so that your volumes may remain the same, but the value add may be more.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. So over to you.
Thank you, Vikram. So with that, I would like to thank all for joining us today. This concludes our first quarter 2019 conference call. We'll look forward to staying in touch in the coming quarters. Have a nice day. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Edelweiss Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.